Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. This is a great topic. Something that I don't know if this people think about this, or I reckon you've thought about this, Joe. Where you got the topic from? Yeah. It's, can dogs tell the time?
Well, this is interesting. I love science. And it's amazing nowadays, if you look at the last 100 years of the studies that have been done, it's now a phenomenal time to learn lots about animals with the studies coming out. There's a new study and it's hot off the presses. It's from Northwest University, from their neurobiology area. And what they've discovered is animals have special neurons in their brain that give them a sense of timing. So for example, the study, which was cool in itself, they took mice and they created a virtual world. So this mouse had to run around in a mouse wheel and then go through this virtual maze where they had to stop partway at a door. So the mouse stops at the door and they made the mice stop for 6 seconds. The door would open and the mouse could go through and get the food. Now, they did this until they knew that the mouse was completely trained and understood the process. And then they made the door invisible. The mouse knew exactly where the door should have been, sat and waited for 6 seconds before they went through.
That's amazing.
That's incredible, isn't it? Now, if you take that, for example, in regards to dogs, we teach our dogs to wait. Our dogs often have a general sense of when we're coming home. Also, all those kind of things, like from the time you get up in the morning and you go to the toilet and then you make your coffee, your dog has the capacity to truly cognitively understand your routines and the timing it takes.
So they might say, Dad's up. In half an hour, he's going to be gone, something like that.
Now, what language they do in their heads, we don't know. But what your dog does know is that waiting time, if it's consistent, and remember, humans are primates and we're pattern orientated ourselves. So we tend to do things very similarly to the day before and so on and so forth. So your dog has a capacity in its brain to understand how long they're going to have to wait for certain things. So this study not only gives us great information about animals and dogs, which we love, but also could be the door that opens to being able to discover how creating tests to be able to understand Alzheimer's disease and also knowing that early stages of it. I just find that stuff fascinating, and especially with dogs.
You got me thinking, Joe, as an extension of that, because generally our routine Monday to Friday is pretty similar, working days, and the weekend's different, do you think dogs know different days?
Absolutely.
And I reckon the answer is
yes. Absolutely, and I can prove it.
It knows that it's the end of the week and tomorrow's going to be different.
Yep. Now, they might not know it the way we know it, but for example, we have a dog in our community dogs program that comes to school every Wednesday. Every Wednesday morning at 5:30, that dog starts down the corridor, getting his dad to get up so that he can go to school every Wednesday without fail. Now, we had a day off just recently because it was a public holiday.
That would have thrown the dog completely.
He was not happy, yes. And they had to take him for a drive because he felt ripped off. How cool is that?
So he probably doesn't call it Wednesday, but it's his special day, he knows the routine of the week.
Exactly right. How phenomenal is that?
Thanks, Joe. If you have got a problem with your dog or you'd like to discuss something, just drop us a line. Go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You see the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.